Next month, five performers will be inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Dr. John, Alice Cooper, Tom Waits, Neil Diamond, and Darlene Love, who we'll talk about this morning. She came to prominence by being in the background. David C. Barnett of member station WCPN explains.
Darlene Love's vocal fingerprints are all over the pop music of the early to mid-1960s. As a member of The Blossoms, her doot-doo-doo-wahs, sha-la-las, and ah-woos provided texture to dozens of songs.
He did the monster mash.
The Blossoms, though, never had a hit song under their own name. Love says record companies didn't know what to do with a black girl group that didn't sound black.
Back in those days, it was the top 40 and rhythm and blues, and never were the two to meet.
But the Blossoms discovered that they were able to establish an identity with record producers by not having an identity.
We didn't sound black. We didn't sound white. Our sound could be anything they wanted it to sound like.
And the group found itself backing up artists ranging from Doris Day to Sam Cooke. But Love would learn that there was a downside to letting someone else define you. At first, she was thrilled when a young producer named Phil Spector offered her the lead vocal on a new song.
He wanted me to do He's a Rebel, and he would pay me triple scale to do it, along with the Blossoms, because he said he knew this song was going to be a hit.
And he was right.
See the way he walks down the street. That's the way he shuffles.
A Rebel shot to the top of the pop charts, but the song was credited to The Crystals, a girl group from New York that Spector had been nurturing through several minor hits. He would go on to produce a number of chart toppers for the Blossoms, sometimes under the name The Crystals, and sometimes as Bobby Sox and the Blue Jeans. Love says she got tired of all this name swapping.
And I told him, I said, this is ridiculous. I know you can make hits, and I ain't making no more hits under nobody else's name but my own.
Spector eventually relented, and Darlene Love's name started appearing on record labels.
Today I met the boy I'm gonna marry. He's all I've wanted all my life and even more.
Except Love wasn't really her name. Spector had rechristened the former Darlene Wright in honor of one of his favorite gospel singers, Dorothy Love Coates. Spector essentially created the persona, Darlene Love, and the singer didn't really mind until 30 years later, when hit movies like Goodfellas and the remake of Father of the Bride featured some of those songs on the soundtracks.
And I never got paid for any of it. You know, at the end of the movies with the credits, it said, Darlene Love, courtesy of Phil Spector. I said, wow, courtesy? Isn't that nice?
In 1997, Love won a landmark legal case against Phil Spector over unpaid royalties. She and several other artists recently filed another suit. Darlene Love has continued to record, but she'll always be associated with those old Spector songs, thanks in no small part to baby boomer nostalgia. Love says she's finally come to accept the fact that her identity as a performer will forever be linked to the man who gave her her name.
At least I have that. You know, some people you don't know who they are or where they came from, but at least I have that.
For NPR News, I'm David C. Barnett in Cleveland.
And you can see photos of Darlene Love through the years at nprmusic.org. This is the beginning of a series. Over the next several weeks, we will profile other inductees to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.